The Layup Line. Welcome to the Layup Line special Saturday night edition, December 6th. What a night. I'm joined by one of my best friends, an Ohio State University student. Tony Hogan is online. Tone, how's it going, man?
Never been better.
Dude.
Just put it less slightly. Never been better.
Oh my gosh. I am freaking out. I've never been, I haven't been this excited about a football game, and I can't even remember, Tone. How you doing?
I'm just in shock. Just to put it in pure words, did not see that coming whatsoever.
I mean, I knew we were good. I had been pressing all year that, we're really good, but I didn't know we were that good.
Our front four on the defensive line, oh my gosh.
Dude, it looked like four first-round draft picks.
No, yeah, all of them. It was unbelievable. Melvin Gordon didn't have one hole to run through. I think his biggest run was 12 yards.
Oh, my God. He looked,
as of now.
We made the best running back that I've seen in college football in the last few years. I mean, just looked terrible.
Awful. He looked terrible.
Dude, so you and I talked today. First of all, I want to say our buddy Josh Stevens at the game, he got, with the tickets thing that you were in the raffle for. He said at the game is probably 75-80% Ohio State fans. They had the OHIO going around the entire stadium.
Yeah, I heard that on TV.
How cool is that? We went into Naptown and turned it into a home game.
That's what we do.
So we talked earlier today and you said, "How you doing?" And I said, I'm not good. I was nervous. I
said my boy Cardale would show up.
I was nervous about how he would play. I mean, I've never seen him play.
I don't think anyone has.
Well, I was nervous. You know what I was most nervous about? I was nervous about our defense. I saw Melvin Gordon having a couple of those where he busts him out and busts 80 yards because we've been susceptible to that. And dude, Tone, this is the best defensive performance I have seen in 5 years.
Hey, I was on Twitter during the game. I saw this thing. It said Evan Smith's new nickname is NyQuil because he put that cornerback to sleep.
That's hilarious. I saw someone on social media say something about Ohio State next year. And Braxton Miller takes the snap, throws a pitch to JT Barrett, who throws it back to Cardell Jones.
Oh, God.
Dude, that's...
It was awesome. Unbelievable.
I mean, just... I am so impressed with Jones. I didn't know what to expect. And they said, he's got a cannon.
Oh, my. They're saying last year before this game, he was on one knee at the 50-yard line, throwing it through the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, I had no idea. I saw the first couple throws and instantly, even just through the TV, looking at a 50-inch, I was like, dude, that guy's got a legit rifle. And then they were like, well, they call him 12-gauge, which is hilarious. Oh man, what a night! I'm at home. Let me tell you this night for me, Tone. So Tanya, my wife Tanya, and my daughter, my 1-year-old daughter Nola, went to Mount Vernon to be with her family tonight. And so this is legitimately my first night alone, without any responsibility. And so I had a bunch of friends watching the game. I had my family, my parents, and my brother and sister. They live 5 minutes away. They're all getting together, and I sat and watched this game by myself. Because I just was so excited to have a night with no responsibility all by myself. And because I was a little bit nervous, how the game was going to go. And I don't like watching the game with, a bunch of people when it's not going great. I'm not the most pleasant person to be around. You know what I mean? I mean, my resting heart rate, I'm a cyclist. My resting heart rate's 44. When the kickoff comes, my resting heart rate for the next 3 or 4 hours is 120. I don't handle things well sometimes. So I sat here by myself on the couch and watched this game alone. And yet somehow it was one of the best nights in the last 5 years of my life. Is that sad?
Yeah, no, it's not sad.
It's not sad, is it? Come on, make me feel better. Am I all right or am I weird?
Ben, it's not sad because you might have just seen the best Buckeyes game in the past 5 years.
The best Buckeyes game in the last 5 years. Dude, Devin Smith had 3 touchdowns. Like, Tone, we're podcasting with 9 minutes left in the game because it's just over.
It's over.
Like, that's unbelievable. The game's over and there's 9 minutes left.
It's so good.
Oh my gosh. Tone, I was just yelling, like, just screaming, like, enjoyment. I mean, unbelievable. All right. We got to get into it.
Question.
What's your top four? No, I want to hear your 6. There's only 6 teams that have a shot. I want to hear yours right now, and then I'll give you mine.
In order?
In order.
Okay. Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and then TCU. Ohio State, and then Baylor.
That's your top four?
Sadly.
All right, let me tell you who my top four is. I got Alabama. Well, first, let me just say this. I think it's a little whack that Florida State's undefeated. And yes, I'm not a Jameis Winston fan, and I don't think that they've looked good. But they have a 29 or something game winning streak. They're the defending champs, and they just won their championship again. So, like, for all intents and purposes, they should probably be number one, even though objectively I don't think they're the best team. So I don't care where Florida State is in the top 3 or 4, they're just in. So other than the undefeated Florida State, my 3 one-loss teams that are getting in are Oregon or Alabama. I would have ranked top Oregon, Ohio State. I think it's it. And Tony, I really think that. I think tomorrow at 1 o'clock, that's how it gets released. Can I spill to you? Let me tell you why. Can I tell you why?
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So Florida State, they're a lock. Alabama's a lock. Oregon's a lock. Now here's where it comes down to. Other than like Florida State or Alabama losing today, tonight went as well as it possibly could have, considering no one lost, okay? So TCU comes out and they beat Iowa State 55-3, and everyone's like, oh, they killed them. They could have put 70 on them. Just a quick little reminder, Iowa State didn't win a single game in their conference. They lost to North Dakota State, and I think one of their wins was against a MAC school, okay? So just so we're on the same page, Iowa State is horrendous, okay? So that is what TCU had this weekend. Now, Baylor goes, and Baylor beats Kansas State tonight. Like, not like obscenely convincingly, but like they beat them by like 11, I think, okay? So now that the resumes are complete and Baylor got another top 10 win, I think when you stack those up against each other, and especially considering Oklahoma State just beat Oklahoma, that was one of TCU's biggest wins, I think. So looking at that projection, I think that the committee is going to say that Baylor and TCU's resumes now are identical. Like last week, maybe they weren't, because in their minds they would say, well, they beat TCU, or TCU had beaten Kansas State. Well, now they both have. And so the resumes are almost identical, except Baylor has beaten TCU. And I really believe, I literally really, really, really think that the committee is going to say, all right, Baylor's in front of them. So I don't think that Ohio State has to jump TCU. I think what we're looking at is them saying, well, Baylor has to jump Ohio State. So now you have Ohio State who just, they're up 52-0 in the title game of their actual true title game. That has to mean something. And I really believe that when it comes down to it, they're going to say, all right, Baylor's ahead of TCU, and after what Ohio State just did in an actual conference championship, they're in. They're in. Why? Tell me why that's not going to happen. I don't believe it. Why would that not happen?
I think because the committee moved TCU up to the 3 spot last week.
But I do you think
and
that...
I think they did that to save their butts from what just happened.
I think that that's a realistic possibility that they tried to do that.
Because I don't understand how they could explain going from 3 to 5 after you went from 4 to 3 the previous week and haven't lost.
So you don't think that they're going to put Baylor ahead of TCU? That's just that. All right. So let's break this down. Let's handle
But they should be.
Let's handle one argument at a time. Let's just look at the Big 12. So the Big 12. First of all, I just saw on ESPN. You know what Baylor's conference slogan is?
What?
Like one champion or something like that. Something absurd. They have two. They're claiming that they have two conference champions right now. So here's the thing. Why don't you think that they put Baylor in front of TCU?
Wait, this week?
Yeah, like tomorrow at noon or whatever when these rankings come out. Yeah. How can you justify not putting Baylor in front of TCU?
Because they haven't all year.
Yeah, but
they beat them straight up.
Yeah, but I think that
I understand that.
But that was the second biggest game on the schedule for Baylor tonight.
But it's the same reason Florida State's dropping. It's the flashiness. TCU's been they beat Texas Tech by 70.
Yeah, I mean Texas Tech is horrendous.
Florida State's undefeated, but their flashiness. Oh, they're barely winning. That's why they're dropping. And I think that's the same reason TCU is going to be ranked above Baylor.
But here's the thing. I think people grasp the understanding that Kansas State is a top 10 program or team in the country right now, and Iowa State's probably not a top 100. So, like, I think objectively, people are going to look at that and say, like, the game has to mean something. Like, the game that Baylor and TCU played has to mean something.
If it
doesn't mean something, then why do they even play each other? Like, let's just not have Baylor and TCU ever play each other anymore.
I just don't, like we said, I don't understand why Baylor's not ahead of them already.
They're going to be ahead of them. Tony, tomorrow at 12:30 or whenever these come out,
I hope so.
Baylor is going to be ahead of TCU, I'm telling you. And
it's
going to
be Ohio State 4, Baylor 5, TCU 6.
You're
telling me they're going 3-6 after winning by 50?
Absolutely. I really think it's going to happen.
That is bold.
I really think it's going to happen. Because I think you have – like, I think most people are kind of like, I don't know if Ohio State can jump TCU. But the issue is that I don't think Baylor can jump Ohio State. And I think when you look at it and you don't really have a conference championship, you have to treat the closest thing you have to it. And the closest thing that conference has to a conference championship was the game. Even though it was a home game for Baylor, it was that game. That was their conference championship. Baylor won. Baylor's in front. Ohio State just won 52-0 right now. They are the number 4 team in the country. They get in, bring on Alabama. I really believe it's going to happen. This is the most optimistic tone I've been all year.
I hope so.
It couldn't have gone any better. This was, without anyone in the top 6 losing, it could not have possibly gone better tonight.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, let's just put yourself in the committee. How can you possibly watch this Ohio State team and say, oh, they don't deserve to be in? Like, you can't. And I think
besides the quarterback situation, the biggest question was our defense.
And how did that end tonight?
And they showed up.
They showed up.
They looked like the top defense in the nation.
Tone, let's just take a step back. Wisconsin's ranked 13th in the country. This is the most dominating performance of the college football season, bar none. This is like the committee. They said the committee wants to see the biggest wins or whatever. They're not going to worry who you lost to. It's who did you beat. This overall performance is the best performance of the college football season. And there's, in my opinion, there's no argument.
That last week, moving them up to 3, I think they did it for this exact reason.
I don't think they had any idea this was coming, though. Tone, I think that they legitimately did that. Part of it I think part of it is the Florida State Jameis Winston fatigue. And I think another part of it was maybe what you're saying, but I think that they were expecting maybe Ohio State to win like 28-24 and then be like, eh. But when you put out the best performance of the college football season with your third string quarterback against the best running back in college football, you have to be in.
If you had to bet NOLA's college tuition, college savings, where would you put it at Ohio State being?
4. I would put it at 4. I honestly believe.
Do you honestly believe this is going to happen?
I really believe. I would feel more confident right now after this game unfolded putting NOLA's college tuition at 4 than I would putting TCU at 4 or Baylor at 4.
Gosh, I don't see. I hope you're right, but I don't see TCU dropping 3 spots.
Well, here's the thing, Tone. There's no way that Florida State's not going to be number 3. Like, they're going to be 3.
Yeah,
so automatically, TCU would be 4. Like, they're not going to be 3 in this ranking, even if they even if they would be the one in. They're going to be four. Like, your top three are, in any order, Oregon, Alabama, Florida State. That there's no argument. So this thing of like, oh, I don't know if TCU can jump back. They're going to be at four, five, or six. They're not going to be at three. And I think after what has happened, they're going to be at six. And we just scored again. Tone, it is now going to be 59-0.
Oh, my gosh.
The best performance in college football this year, the best performance from Ohio State in my lifetime right now. We're in. Tone, we're in.
I don't get your hopes up, man.
Tone, we're in. If we are not in, I am going to lose my mind.
Well, we should be doing a podcast tomorrow.
I know. I wouldn't put it in because I think on iTunes I have this marked as a clean podcast. And if we don't get in, there's no way that this is a clean podcast.
Oh,
oh my. Tone, they're gonna drink Indianapolis out of beer tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is going to be – Tone, we're in. I really believe it. I think we're in.
Hey, I hope you're right.
I think a couple things – I think that Oklahoma State win against Oklahoma, even little stuff like that, I think it just matters. And I was even watching – like, this game was so out of hand. Like, I started watching the other games and then watching a little ESPN once the Kansas State game was over. And, like, already a lot of those guys are saying, like, hey, Ohio State's got to be in. They're like, they have a conference championship. Like, at this point, the Big 12 needs to step up, I think, in response and say, okay, we need a conference championship. And I ultimately think the playoff will end up as like six or eight teams. But I think that a lot of those guys are saying like, yeah, Ohio State's probably in. Like, they're the team. And I'm taking that. If I die, I'm taking that to my grave that this Ohio State team should be in. Like, we deserve a shot at Alabama. We really do.
Oregon's the best team right now.
Dude, so I'm excited. Like, so Alabama, I'm assuming, will be the one seed.
Yeah.
Oregon will probably be two, Florida State three, and then I'm hoping Ohio State. You think TCU. I think Oregon will beat Florida State. And I think Oregon probably – I think Oregon's got a great chance.
They're good.
They're really good. I watched them the other night.
Like,
they're really good. Like, they just handle business. Oh, what a night, man. Like, I really can't believe this happened. Like, it was so crazy. Like, I had so many text message conversations going on through the first half. And then, like, in the second half, I just stopped even having them because it was like no one even really knew what to say to each other anymore, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like, we were all like, this is insane. Like, we didn't know we were this good.
I saw another tweet. It said, how disrespectful of Urban Meyer to start his third string quarterback at the end of half.
That's pretty funny. That's really funny. I don't know.
Oh, God. That was a great game. I've never been happier.
It was just an incredible night. I tweeted out that I don't know if I really want to go to bed because, like, I just want this night to live for, like, ever.
That's funny.
I've been critical, not on this podcast because, like, we haven't really gotten into just Ohio State's team. We always just kind of talk the overall picture. But, I mean, I've been a little critical just to, like, friends and family about Luke Fickell. I mean, just he hasn't – our defense – like, the way I imagined this game going was our defense playing okay, but Melvin Gordon probably popping two or three runs of, like, 70, 80 yards because that seems to be what our defense does. And I've been critical of him a little bit, like, what in the world? And then, dude, he puts this out there tonight with that defense. And, like, I just want to publicly say, like, congratulations to Luke Fickell. Like, this is what you should be doing with the talent you have, but like good job, man. Like, this is incredible. Like, as a Buckeye fan, to just watch this and just be so excited. It was just a really fun night, I think, for all my friends and family. Like, this was just a really fun night, and it was just really cool to share it, you know?
Yeah, especially down here in Columbus.
Oh, gosh, dude. That's awesome. And that bus ride back, when Josh told me he was going to Indianapolis on the buses and whatever, I was saying, like, that's either going to be the most incredible night ever or the longest 2.5-hour bus ride of your life.
That's going to be the most incredible night ever.
I don't know. Tone, I really hope you'll come around mentally. I really need you in this with me.
Don't get me wrong. I pray to everybody that Ohio State gets that fourth ranking. If I had to put money on it, though, you heard what
Yeah.
Sad belief is.
Hey, Tone, rank your conferences, the Power Five. Rank them top five for me.
Okay. Number one, SEC.
But it, hang on, let me just say real quick.
Hey, there's my rankings.
There, all right, no, sorry, go ahead. No, you're right, go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
The SEC is number one, but it's not as dominant as it used to, as it was.
No, they're not as good as they were probably 2 years, 2-3 years ago. All right, SEC. I'd probably go Pac-12, then Big Ten, ACC, Big 12.
So you'd have Big 12.
No. Sorry, Big 12, ACC.
Okay. So all right. So that's kind of mine would be SEC. The SEC West is great. The SEC East is like okay. But the SEC, I would have them at number one. Although that gap's narrowed, I think. And I have the Pac-12 at two. And then I think that the Big 12 is probably a little bit stronger than the Big 10. However, the fact that they don't have a championship game, I think, makes it pretty much even. Like, that's in my mind, like, Kansas State, Oklahoma, Baylor, TCU, is without a conference championship, is pretty darn equivalent unless you judge Wisconsin what they're doing. I think that's pretty equivalent to like Ohio State, Michigan State, Wisconsin, Minnesota. Like, it's close. The Big 12 is a little bit better, although it's a different brand of football. And then I would have the ACC as my last team. Like, I really do. I think that they're the my last league. I think they're the weakest. And so that's kind of what I was thinking. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you got a top three or four conference team that has one loss and wins their conference championship game by 59, like, they got to go.
Like we were saying before in other podcasts, really no matter what the committee does, they lose.
Yeah.
Because there are six teams that deserve to be in the top four spots.
Yeah.
And obviously I think we're going to be right eventually. It will get pushed out, but they lose. There's no win scenario for them.
Someone's going to hate them. A conference and teams are going to hate them.
Yeah, no matter what they do.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I do think, like, the big loser in all of this is, like, is probably the college football playoff. Like, I'm excited for the playoff and, like, this whole who's in thing. But it's not like a playoff. It's kind of like two bowl games and then the winners of them get to play each other. That's essentially what it is. Like, if this is going to be a playoff, I think nights like this show that, like, this needs to be a legitimate playoff then. Because, like, there's like six or eight teams that are legitimately good enough that could probably beat anybody, and they need a chance at it.
And I think when you have eight teams, you get to see a lot more teams that would never play each other. And yeah. It would be a lot more fun.
I would love to see, like, Big Ten teams and all that, and Pac-12 and SEC and Big 12. Like, I'd love to see them all get to match up each other. Like, that'd be really fun, you know?
Yeah.
No, I agree with you on that. I think that hopefully tonight shows that, like, this, the four's better than no playoff, but, like, it's got to go to six or eight, like, quick. But yeah. I don't know.
Just, like, for fun.
Yeah.
If they had the old system, who's your one and two?
I think the old system, one and two, the computers would have to give it to Florida State and probably Alabama. That would probably be their one and two.
Yeah.
And so for that sake, like, I think this is a lot better than that because I don't even think Florida State is better than Oregon. So, like, I'm excited that Oregon and hopefully Ohio State or somebody else gets a shot. But this system's better than the BCS, but it's not perfect. But I do love, like, there is the awesome element of, like, human emotion. Like, the computers didn't watch this game tonight. Like, actual real-life people watched what Ohio State did in person, you know?
Yep.
And so, I don't know. I'm really pumped about it. I think it went awesome. Hey, let me just say that, like, I was watching the Big 12 championship the other night. They don't have one. Oh, yeah, the conference that only has one champion. No, they don't have a conference champion. That's no big deal. The Pac-12 championship was at the 49ers stadium, and it was, like, raining a little bit. And I know, like, people in California don't do well with rain. But, Tone, like, half the stadium was empty.
Really?
It was like Oregon versus Arizona, and it looked like Arizona literally brought like 600 people, and Oregon brought like 15,000. Like, I mean, we could put 100,000 fans anywhere, and those guys brought like 600. Like, I'm just like, what in the world? I don't know. Just a tangent.
Even the Florida State game was thin.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a Buckeye. Like, what an awesome team to support. What an awesome university. You're going to have a diploma from there unless you do something really stupid.
Yeah, well, I hope I don't do that.
Oh, man. All right, Tone. Hey, it was great talking to you. I'm glad I just cold called you tonight. We just said, hey, let's just share our feelings.
Hey, we just had high emotions running.
High emotions. Ohio State has to be 4. They got to be it. All right, Tone?
What time do you say it is tomorrow?
I think it's at 12:30. I think they'll do it before if I'm right, I think they're meeting tonight and they release them at like 12:30 because they want to get all that junk done before the NFL starts.
Real quick, we haven't really talked about it. Do you agree with Brian Hoyer?
Yeah, you got it. Can I just say this real quick? My 1 minute. I think you put Johnny Manziel in a great position. Like, you leave it to Hoyer. He got you here. If he's ineffective, he's probably on a half or a one-game leash. And then, because if we lose this game to Indianapolis, if the Browns lose, like, the season's over anyway, then Manziel's going to start the rest of the games. But if we win, then you obviously keep Hoyer. So, like, it was a no-brainer to me. Like, you don't throw Johnny in there against a better team and a better quarterback to lose and then let him, like, finish the year out when you never know what would have happened. You give Hoyer his chance, he's going to get it. If he wins and plays well, he keeps it. If not, Johnny comes in because the season's over anyway. You agree with that?
I 100% disagree with that.
Wow.
I'll save that for another podcast because I gotta just bathe in this emotion I'm in right now.
Well, all right, so we got 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes while you disagree with me about Brian Hoyer.
So, number one, whenever they announced it, I get a text saying, the Browns are starting the worst quarterback in the NFL upon rating Brian Hoyer.
who sent you that text?
Just right off the bat.
Sent you that?
CBS Sports.
Oh, gosh. That's kind of cold of them.
All right, hey, that's just number one. Number two, yes, Brian Hoyer has got us here, but also he's playing us right out of it. And number three, upon not even looking at the skill, me and you both know, Cleveland fans, and me and you both know, the Cleveland Brown fans are Johnny fans, and that game is in Cleveland. First mistake Brian does, he's booed out of his mind. I don't know how he's going to handle that. That could go either way. I believe he'll fail. He doesn't seem very mentally strong to me. I don't see him handling the boos well, and then it's his game over.
Yeah. No, I mean, I hear you on that. I think
that's not even his fault. I agree with that. But it is a factor that the fans are on Johnny's side, especially when you poke us like a stick, putting him in, and he gets a touchdown.
You do have to, like, unless you live in, like, Northeast Ohio, it's hard to understand, like, the psyche of a Northeast Ohio sports fan because we've just been beaten down so much. I agree with you. Like, that could go wrong. I don't know.
Even if he goes 3-and-out, he's going to get booed.
I don't think
he does well is score on that first possession.
Yeah, I know. I hear you. That's definitely a possibility that we'll see. I don't know. I think it was smart.
Just comparing last game, Johnny's football, when he throws it, looks so much better. It is a laser with a tight spiral.
He looks like 12-gauge.
It looks like 12-gauge.
Yeah. No, he does.
Can you get it over 40 yards? I mean, it's just... Don't get me wrong. I'm a Browns fan. I hope Johnny doesn't come in because that means Brian Hoyer is playing well.
Yeah. No, I agree with you on the Manziel thing. He's got a lot better arm than people thought. Like, in college, they kind of thought he was, like, this wild kid that just rolled around and, like, made plays. But, like, he's got a legit cannon. I don't know, Tone. We just agree to disagree. We'll see how it plays out tomorrow. I could see either things happening. I could see him not finishing the game or leading us to a win. Who knows? But hey, let's leave that for tomorrow. Tonight, let's just enjoy an incredible night to be a Buckeye. And maybe tomorrow we'll watch the Browns game, knowing that our team's in the Final Four. Who knows?
I hope so.
All right, Tone. Hey, thanks for joining me, buddy. Stay safe tonight. Don't go light any cars on fire. I would stay inside your apartment.
Sounds good.
All right, see ya. Thanks, everybody.